and gentlemen, welcome to the first ever edition of MLB Trash Talkers Podcast. This is episode number one. Unfortunately, we do not have our full entourage of admins, but what we do have is greatness. We have me, a.k.a. Mets King. We have our Mariners admin.
Kenosho 22.
We have our Giants admin.
Never panic, coming from you, from the Bay Area, all day, every day.
And we have our Astros admin.
Stros before hoes, home of Houston, the world champion Houston Astros.
And today we're basically just going to freestyle some baseball topics. We will definitely be more prepared. We will have something that the whole podcast will be about next time. But today we're just going to talk about our thoughts on, you know, the standings, the playoff picture, what our teams have done this year. And, I mean, we'll start it off. So, since the Astros were the world champions, which none of us are happy about.
Yeah,
we'll
true.
Tell us how your team, you know, what you think about your team season so far.
Oh, well, I mean, we're going to be a half a game ahead of the A's in the division after today. So that pretty much sums up our season right there. It's been good, but not as good as I thought it would be. But we're still going to repeat, so it's all right.
All right, now let me ask you a question. How do you feel about this season basically after your world? Do you think you've defended your crown well enough to this point? Like you said, the A's are a half a game back. What went wrong when you guys were 10 games up? Like, what happened besides injuries? Let us know.
It's just all injuries, man. We were throwing out a Triple-A lineup for a couple games out there. It's just crazy. I never thought this would happen this season, but it did.
You got to give credit where credit is due, though. The A's have come out of nowhere to put the heat on the Astros, and they're playing some good ball right now.
They are, but they won't be able to keep it up. They're really young, and if they make the playoffs, they won't be able to sustain it.
Well, I actually feel this is a perfect segue because, like I said, we have our Mariners admin in here, and they're not out of this picture yet either.
God damn, Glenn!
Not ready for that yet, but how do you think your guys have done this year? I mean, honestly, I'll tell you right off the bat, I did not expect them to even be this close, so how do you think your season's been going so far?
Well, it was going very well. We were in first place for about three games, I would say. And then All-Star break came, and, well, we had a 10-game lead in the wild card, and now we are four and a half back. So that pretty much describes how I'm feeling right now. You know, we are the most pathetic franchise in MLB right now.
I wouldn't say that.
17 years, going to be 18 if we don't fucking turn it around. But
I mean, yeah, pretty much. They won 116 games and then choked, and they haven't made it since. So, I mean, he's not wrong.
Speaking of pathetic,
Appreciate that.
We do have our San Francisco Giants admin here as well. And preseason, the Giants basically dumped a lot of their farm to fight for this year. Now, they're not completely out of it this year, but I can assure you our Giants admin will tell you this season has not gone the way he wanted to.
Oh, no, it's definitely been a disappointment. Roller coaster of a season. You can pretty much count us out at this point. I feel like there's a good possibility McCutcheon's gone. He cleared waivers, I believe, yesterday. So we'll see what happens with that. Injuries have been plaguing us all year, inconsistent offense, and our bullpen has been hurt a lot, and it's definitely been disappointing. We could have done a lot better. I feel like our hitting is complete trash. And then 5 days later, you have 18 runs. Then the next day, you have zero. So you never know what you're going to get from our bats. So.
And speaking of double pathetic, as you all know, as Mets King, I guarantee the Mets will win the World Series every single year. And pretty much since I was born, it's happened absolutely none of the years. And this year will be no different. I'm sick of using the same excuses I always use. Oh, it's the injuries, it's this. Something is obviously orally wrong with this team, and I don't mean in the way you think. It's something is just not right with the way they're training these guys, because these guys get hurt more than, I mean, little leaguers. I've actually never seen a little leaguer get hurt, to be honest. Even when they get hit, they're going down to first base like a man, and we got millionaires over here who get hurt every single day. Something is not right. Not just with the Mets, with every team. Something with injuries needs to be fixed because it's ruining a lot of teams. And I honestly do feel the Mets are one of the biggest, you know, biggest keys to this, because we have the rotation to win the World Series every year. You got DeGrom, you got Thor, you got Mets, you got Wheeler. There's not many better rotations when healthy. The problem is they're never healthy, and I just do not understand it. We've got a new training staff. We fired Ray Ramirez, who was our guy for 10 years. We can't do much else. There's nothing else they can do. These players need to take responsibility. It's not the coaches. It's not the, these players need to take responsibilities and be men. You know, back in the day, how many people went 9 innings every single game and never got hurt? Now we got guys going 6, getting hurt every single day. It's pathetic, and it has to change. We got to, you know, let's bring some of these old school guys back to coach. Let's, you know, show these young guys how it's done. Because to me, it's just getting really annoying. And, you know, I'm tired of paying money to go see these guys, and you don't even know if your favorite player is going to make the lineup because he strained his vagina. You don't know anymore. It sucks. It sucks, and it's starting to really piss me off. If you guys want to, you know, add on to it and talk about, you know, injuries in general, or, you know, you're more than welcome to join in.
I definitely agree with injuries being getting a little out of hand. But then at the same time, you got to realize that these guys back in the day aren't throwing 95 plus 100 times a game like three of your starting pitchers do. You know, these guys are putting way more stress on their arms than the guys back then. I don't know if there's any way you could actually, like, negate those injuries, because our bodies are not meant to do that. You know, their elbows are not built to be throwing that hard that many times.
Well, would you agree that then maybe we need to go back to how things were, where these guys don't throw 100 every pitch? Maybe just learn to mix your speeds. Maybe be like a Jamie Moyer, Greg Maddux, who did used to throw 95, 96. We just later on in their career seen that they became actual pitchers where they threw, you know, 88, 90. Not every pitch needs to be 100 miles an hour. For you to be a pitcher instead of a thrower, you need to learn how to mix your pitches. Throw the curveball, you know, more than 10% of the game. It doesn't have to be 70% fastball. I think that's actually what's really messing these guys up.
Yeah, I mean, see, the issue with that I personally think is if they're not throwing, you know, 95 plus, there's guys in the league that just fucking rake. So if they're throwing, you know, low 90s, high 80 fastballs, like, those are going to get fucking smashed.
Not if you can effectively mix your pitches, though. You got to keep them off balance, and I think a lot of the guys, they rely on their fastball too much sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing, you got people that they get up in the count 0-2, right? They get two quick strikes. All of a sudden, they're pitching all around. I mean, I don't feel like – it's not like old-school baseball where it's like boom, 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 1-2-3 pitches, you know, strikeout. They're trying to nitpick around the zone, trying to get them to chase, and it's just throwing extra pitches that aren't necessary.
I agree.
Astros, Emmy, you have anything to add to the injury before we move on to the next topic?
Oh, man. Injuries. You know, Altuve, he, like, twisted his knee, and he was out for 4 weeks when he was running the whole time. You know, he's the MVP of the league. He needs to be out there. And then Springer slid into the second wrong on his and hit his thumb, and he was perfectly fine taking BP the next day, but he was out for 2 weeks. So I don't really know.
So what you're saying is suck it up, Buttercup. You're getting paid millions of dollars.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, you're getting paid millions of dollars. You need to go out there and play this game for my entertainment.
You know what? Let me bring – actually, I was going to change topic, but I have a very interesting theory that I – a lot of – around this time of the year when teams know that they're going to make the playoffs, a lot of pitchers that were, like, dominating, for example, Chris Sale this year – they get put on the DL, Kershaw in years past, get put on the DL right when you know that it's like, oh, we're a lock for the playoffs. We're not going to wait. Do you think it should be illegal to put someone on the DL to rest them? Now, there could be something on a report that says, oh, you know, he's got a I don't know. His oblique is a little strained. You know, if it was the playoffs, he would be pitching. And these teams say this. If it was playoffs, he would be pitching. So why is it okay for them to rest them on the DL during the regular season? To me, in my opinion, that should be illegal. You're getting paid to pitch. I don't want to hear about we're resting you. If you want to be rested, don't put them on the DL. Let them get a couple starts off. That's fine. But you don't put them. The DL is for players who are injured, not players who want to rest. And I want to know what you guys think about that.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think, you know, if, like, let's say, you know, the Red Sox right now, they honestly have that division wrapped up. So what I think they should do instead of putting him on the DL is just say that he's going to miss a few starts, call up some fucking young hurler from, you know, AAA, send down someone from the bullpen and let him throw a few games or whatever for Chris Sale or, you know.
Yeah, I wouldn't blame the team to do that, because if I was a manager, I would do the same thing. It's got to be something that's come down from the league, because who wouldn't want to send down, put a picture on a DL that can bring up a young arm without having to suffer with one of their bench players going down or one of their bullpen arms going down. So I would do the same thing if I was a manager. Something that's got to come down from the league. They got to have some kind of doctor note or something. I don't know how you would rectify that situation, but it would be tough.
Yeah, I'm not really sure how you would enforce that, but there definitely needs to be like more evidence for them to not for them actually being injured to be put on the DL.
All right, so I guess that's pretty much it for our injury talk. Let's pretty much talk about the standings. Let's talk about what has happened, so the beginning of the year, I'm sure everyone had Cleveland winning the Central. Do we really have to talk about that division? Like, we already knew this was going to happen. The White Sox are not ready yet. They do have a good minor league system, but it's not there yet. The Tigers were rebuilding. The Royals have just been a mess since they won the World Series at my team's expense, but whatever. and the Twins, actually, you know, that is a little bit of a topic. The Twins, I think a lot of us did expect them to be decent, and they just kind of fell off. But the Twins were weak to begin with, in my opinion. So I definitely had the Indians winning this division like they are now. Did you guys have the same thing? Or
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
All right.
We don't have to waste time with that division then. The AL East, this is a very interesting division. Everyone expected the Yankees and Red Sox to battle it out. They have. But until about a month ago, the Red Sox just – Jesus Christ.
Yeah, dude, it's...
You know, I expected the Yankees to be maybe three games. I didn't expect the Yankees to win this division, but I expected it to maybe go like, you know, Red Sox 96 wins, Yankees 94 wins, something like that. Not Red Sox 120 possible wins and Yankees 90, you know? I'm pretty sure we all mutually agree the Rays, the Orioles, and the Blue Jays were going to be bad, you know? Maybe not as bad as the Orioles are, but bad. but yeah, anything to say about the AL East?
The Red Sox have just been killing it. I mean, when was the last time they lost a series? To be honest, I can't even remember. And why the hell was JD Martinez a free agent for so long? That guy is freaking raking.
Yeah, that makes no sense. That dude's way too good.
Yeah, you know, it's pretty interesting. We're talking about the Orioles. The Red Sox are 54 games over 500. The Orioles are 52 games out of first place. That's hilarious.
That's crazy.
And now probably the most interesting division in the American League, the AL West.
Yes, sir.
This division, to be honest, I'll say this about Oakland. I had not a goddamn inclination this team would even be over 500 at this point, let alone less than a game out of first place behind the World Series champion Nationals. Everyone, and I mean everyone, in Vegas had these guys winning the World Series easily this season, pretty much. They're like, the NL is like, you know, the Dodgers, meh. The Cubs, meh. The Nationals, meh. Nobody had the Astros even getting a competition this year, maybe between the Yankees, you know, Yankees or Red Sox, but definitely not the A's. That's, to me, insane, you know? I know ESPN had the A's as a top 10 offense, which I laughed my ass off at that. I was like, oh, Matt who's a top 10 offensive player on the A's? You know, to make this, I was like, they're out of their minds, but it turns out I'm the crazy one because they're doing it.
Yeah, it's
the Angels. I'm sure we all had the Angels like a really good team this year. You know, the addition of Ohtani pitching and batting, and you know, Pujols is a little bit rejuvenated. Mike Trout, the arguable best player in baseball. I know these guys disagree with me on that. We could have a whole podcast on that later on.
Yeah, we could.
Yeah, I thought the Angels were going to be amazing. You guys, what do you guys think?
Yeah, I mean, the whole time in spring training, I was saying that the Angels were going to finish second in the division. That didn't really work out. And this whole year, I've been pretty adamant about the Mariners not being a contender. And I mean, it's looking pretty good for them not to make the playoffs again. But the A's have come out of nowhere, man. I didn't think we were going to have this much competition for the division this year. And it's crazy. We're only one game off of our record from last season. So it's not like we've been worse. It's just that the division is that much better this year. And I don't think anybody really saw this coming.
Totally agree. The A's. I grew up watching the A's a lot, just being from the Bay Area. I've been to just as many A's games as I have been Giants games. And the last time I saw a team that was special like this was in 2006 when they had the streak. Same thing with them. They came out of nowhere. I mean, they had a lot of big names on that team, you know, but this year it's like you go through their lineup and you're just like, if you don't know who they are, if you haven't followed the A's before, you're like, who the hell is that? Like, who's that? Who's that? Who's that? Yet they're all hitting like 280, 290 and with like 12 plus home runs each. So it's like, out of nowhere, these guys, and you can't count them out no matter what. It could be the bottom of the ninth with two outs, down by five, and these guys will come back. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's insane.
I think the A's just proved the concept that of the many, many sports out there, baseball is the one sport where it's still a team game. It's not about who your superstar is. It's about everyone playing like a team. You
agreed.
Need that 110% in baseball. In football, your quarterback can guide you through 10 games through the season.
Aaron Rodgers.
In basketball, LeBron James can guide you to the finals in a weak conference. But in baseball, you can have the best pitcher in baseball. You can have the best player in baseball, Mike Trout, and still be trash. So baseball, the A's have proven it this year, like they have with Moneyball in the past. They just, you know, never got it done. But they got there. So they've proven that they can, you know, you can get to the playoffs and work as a team by, you know, not having superstars. And by the way, yes, we know the Texas Rangers are in the AL West, but
nobody needs to mention those guys.
We don't need to talk to them.
We can go past that.
Yeah.
All right. So let's switch to the NL, which the NL is the AL of last year. In the AL, you were 7.5 back in the wild card if you were 10 games under 500. Everyone in September was in that race last year, and guess what? We have that in the NL this year. So we'll start with the NL West, where the World Series losers, which I'm sure we've said that a lot, the LA Dodgers. We have the Arizona Diamondbacks, who a lot of people had, you know, doing pretty well this year. We got the Colorado Rockies, who, even though they won the wild card game lost the wild card game last year, I didn't even have them making the playoffs at all this year. I had them finishing maybe 500 or maybe two or three games below. I didn't see that their pitching would be even remotely decent. And they just – they have not lost a series since the All-Star break. And they faced every team over 500. They have not faced a team under 500. They've won every – insane. The Rockies have been insane.
Yeah, they did a good job adding some bullpen arms in the offseason. And their bullpen's been much improved from last year. So,
nah, it's all because they play in Mile High, right?
Yes, it is.
And then there's the Giants. There's also the Giants as well in that division. Who, you know, our Giants haven't talked about it. You know what they've done well, what they've done wrong. I mean, I don't know.
You got to look at it like this: the Giants are 3 games under 500, yet they're only 8 games out of first place in the West. It's ridiculous how. I don't want to say how weak the NL is this year. It's more of how even they are. Like, it seems like each team is, like, there's better team. You guys are going to argue that the AL is better, but I feel like it's just more evenly matched in the NL.
Oh, you know, I agree. The AL is definitely top-heavy.
Mm-hmm. I mean, shit, if you look at it, like, you know, if you were to look at, like, teams that aren't even in the wild card, like, you know, if we were to put let's say we put like Oakland in any of the NL divisions, or even if they put Seattle in any of the divisions, they're in first place.
Yeah.
So it's like the AL is just so fucking good this year. It's
make crazy. Make sure you add with the same record though, because
yeah, with the same record, yes.
Yeah, because okay. I'll guarantee you put Seattle even in the NL East and you guys are not doing as well as you are this year. I can almost guarantee I know the AL does this as well, obviously. This is a divisional thing, but NLs play very well, like in division. They beat the hell out of each other. And I'm sure the AL does this as well, but to me I think the NL is strong, like on any given day in the NL, the Reds can beat the hell out of the Cardinals. And you can say, yes, that's just baseball in general, but I think divisional games in the NL are stronger. Like, when you got the Yankees facing the Orioles, you know. Actually, I shouldn't use that because the Orioles have beaten the Yankees this year. So, that's actually dumb by me to use that. But, you know, I could just be talking out my ass and not looking at the stats or anything. But, you know, you guys can prove me wrong. I think the NL fights within division way stronger than the AL does. I think, like you said, the AL is very top-heavy, so that means the teams on the bottom are getting their asses whooped. In the NL, you know, any team can win versus any top-heavy team because the top-heavy team is not that top-heavy. You know what I mean? So that's pretty much what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah, I know in the NL West for sure, the teams in the NL West, doesn't matter who's facing who, it's always going to be a good game. There's always going to be a good series. You're never going to have a clear-cut series winner. It's always going to be close, so right. it's fun to watch, that's for sure.
All right, so if no one has anything left about the NL West, we can move on to the NL Central. As you know, this division is also pretty interesting because, again, everyone had kind of high expectations for the Brewers. I did not. I never do, because the Brewers never do anything. So I was like, yeah, the Brewers, you know, they might get it close, but they've been the wild card leaders and first place leaders for a while until, you know, the Cubs got their little hot streak cooking. Then you got the Cardinals, who I said, it's finally their time to shut up and go away. And what the hell do the Cardinals do? They get loud and stay close. That's what the Cardinals do. You can't ever count the Cardinals out of anything, and it annoys the hell out of me. But, you know, it's a three-way race in that division. You know, forget the Reds, you know. Pirates actually won like 10 in a row at one point.
Hey, the Reds swept the Giants, so.
They beat us 2 out of 3 as well, but that's not saying much for at least the Pirates won, what, 10 in a row? They got back to within like 2 games of the wild card, and the Pirates were dead in the water. They started out in first place for like a month and a half, and then they went on a streak that I've never seen before where they like lost 28 out of like 31 games. And then they won 10 in a row and got right back in it because the NL is that close. But I'm pretty sure I can say, I'm sure you guys will agree, the Pirates are done. So this is a three-headed race between the Cardinals, Cubs, and the Brewers, and I'm interested to know who you guys got taking this division and why.
You know, honestly, I think I don't really follow the NL as closely as the AL, but from what I do follow, I honestly think the Cardinals are going to overtake the Cubs for the division.
Yeah, that's the crazy thing about the NL, like the Central, the West, and the East. There's all, well, the East is a little bit, only has 2 teams kind of still in it, but the Central and the West both have 3 teams that are still within striking distance of at less than 5 games out of the first place. So, but as far as the Central goes, I did have high hopes for Milwaukee. I thought that they were going to run away with this division this year. I called bullshit on the Pirates a long ass time ago. Nobody gave me credit for it, but now you can see I knew they were going to fall apart at the end. But I also have St. Louis taking this division. They're just too hot right now.
Yeah, they got the NL MVP Matt Carpenter on their team.
That is true.
All right, great input from our Mariners admin. let's move on to the NL East. There's not much to say about the NL East. Like our Giants admin said, it's pretty much down to the Phillies and Astros, and I believe both of them make the playoffs. Phillies and Braves. Yes, my apologies. I think they both make the playoffs, and that's pretty much it. So who wins that division? I would probably have to guesstimate, because both of them are very weak, in my opinion. But that's, you know, you could call me biased. I just don't see either of them winning their first-round game, whatever that is, whether it's the wild card game or the NLDS. they're just not – they're pitching. It, you know, I know Jake Arrieta is pretty decent. Aaron Nola is a Cy Young contender for sure. But, you know, no one's scared of the Phillies. No one's scared of the Braves. They're decent. They're good. They could make a run just because the NL is so weak, but I just – I wouldn't put it for them. That's, you know, that's just me. What do you guys think?
I got Philly taking the division in this one. I just don't think that Atlanta's going to be able to hold out what they've been doing. The Acuña kid, he's been killing it, but I don't think he's going to be able to sustain that throughout the year. He's young. I mean, doesn't have the experience in the last bit of the season. I feel like Philadelphia will ride the wave that they're on, but I don't think they're going to do much in the playoffs. Just like you said, I feel like this division will be one and done.
Yeah, Acuña is definitely not going to be able to keep it up if he keeps getting plunked on the first pitch of the game.
That was bullshit, by the way. That's just my opinion. That was just messed up.
Oh, yeah, I agree. But, I mean, I have the Phillies taking the division. Like you said, you know, they're both really young teams and both really inexperienced. And so no matter who wins the division, they're going to be one and done in the playoffs. So it doesn't really matter who wins the division.
Yeah, they're both young, but I just feel like Philly's rotation is a little bit better than Atlanta.
Yeah.
Any more great input from the Mariners?
Sounds good.
All right. Anyway, so we've talked about, you know, the divisions now. Now we're going to all give our World Series prediction. And then unless anyone has anything else to say, we'll probably cut it. But, I mean, if they want to keep going, they can. World Series predictions for each and every single one of you, including our Mariners guy, you know, who's been quiet as hell.
All right, so obviously I have the Astros back in the World Series, and I think it's gonna be the Cardinals in the World Series.
Wow.
Yeah, and obviously the Astros are repeating. So
Astros win in what? How many games?
I'm gonna say six.
Six. All right, Giants.
All right, so I'm gonna go out and on a limb and say that all of the NL West teams are going to choke whoever makes the playoffs. It may be one, it may be two teams, but at this point it's looking like it may just be one. I don't think Atlanta or Philly is going to be able to sustain any type of thing going into the playoffs. So I'm going to take St. Louis. That's who I have winning the Central. I'm going to take them to go on to the World Series. And I don't think they're going to be able to beat any AL team that makes it, but it's tough because I don't really think Boston's going to be able to get through the playoffs playing the way they are right now. They got to cool off at some point. They've been hot for way too long. So I'm going to say Oakland. Oakland's going to surprise everybody in the AL and take it over the Cardinals.
He's just setting up his bandwagon turn in the near future.
No, my wife's an A's fan, so you gotta show some love.
Ah, okay.
Is our Mariners admin here, or what's going on?
He's taking a shit.
Not.
I think he's seriously not here. All right, so I'll do mine.
Then. All right.
This is tough. I got the Cubs. I honestly don't see the like I said, you can't ever count the Cardinals out. So if the Cardinals did manage to come out of nowhere and make the World Series, I would not put it past them. But I got to go Cubs. Just, you know, they have the pieces. It's just, you know, a lot of people still look at the Cubs like the 108-year-in-waiting Cubs. They finally won one, and they went to the playoffs last year and were, you know, one series away from making it back, but the Dodgers just played out of their mind that series. That won't happen this year. There's no one there to be that team to play out of their mind. I think that's going to be the Cubs this year. So I got the Cubs. And between the Red Sox and Astros, man, I think the way the Red Sox are playing, the only team that's going to stop the Red Sox is the Red Sox. They're just playing out of their mind. And I know the playoffs is a whole new ball game, but all we have to go based on is regular season right now. But if it's, you know, definitely if it's not the Red Sox, obviously we're going out. I don't think the Yankees are going to, you know, I don't think the Yankees are going to pull it back together in time. I damn sure don't think Cleveland's going to do anything after their biggest chokes of all time the last couple of years. So, yeah, I'll go Red Sox and Cubs in a historic World Series with the Red Sox winning in 7.
All right.
You guys got anything, you know, anything else you want to talk about or you want to cut?
I have a question for you guys to answer. Do the Dodgers make the playoffs?
No.
Man.
I think with how especially Colorado is playing right now, I think it's either going to be them or the Diamondbacks that take the division, and then I don't think they'll make the wild card either. So
I agree. I don't think they will either. I just think it's pretty embarrassing to go out and spend all that money and get all these big names and then just not even make the playoffs. That'd be pretty funny, actually.
It's definitely a Dodger thing to do.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I do have them making the playoffs. They still have a lot of talent. And the Rockies, like, are we seriously going to say the Rockies are going to continue this? It's the Rockies. Like, they've never really done it before. I know eventually it's going to happen. And if it was going to happen, this is the year it's going to happen. But I just got to go based on, you know, history, performance, you know, before the playoffs, because we know what the Dodgers do in October.
Yeah, we do.
So I have to basically go with the Dodgers. I don't want that to be the case. But if I had to go to Vegas right now and just say, pick one of these teams, I'm going to go Dodgers because they've done it for many years, you know, winning that division. So
you think they're going to take the division or wild card?
Yeah, I think they take the division. I think they have a really hot September.
It's going to take one. I think they're, 4.5 games out right now?
Yeah, something like that. I just don't trust the Rockies, and I don't trust the D-backs.
I never trust the Rockies. You can never trust the Rockies. They always choke.
Yeah. Astros, you got anything to ask or add? Or?
No, I don't have anything.
Giants?
I'm good, bro.
All right. So, guys, thank you so much. Whoever listens to this, thank you for being a part of our first ever podcast. Thank you to the Astros admin, the Giants admin, our Mariners admin who disappeared. We'll have more admins as we go along. This was just the first one to get it, you know, see how it would go. Everyone's going to listen, check it out. We'll have more topics, better topics as it goes on. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you guys the next one. Goodbye.